This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright, and today we are happy to have Jihei Choi. She is the vice president of the Ambassador Bullies Dog Training Group. And first of all, thanks for coming in. She brought George with her today, and George is a service animal. Tell us a little bit about your organization and what you actually do.
Thank you, Terry. Ambassador Bullies is a dog training company. We are a for-profit company. Our main business is behavior modification and aggressive dog rehabilitation. We train pets and owners how to be responsible and how to be good representations of their breed. But we also, on our charitable side, we also train service dogs for disabled veterans. We specialize in PTSD service dog training.
Service dogs have become a lot more prevalent in society. They've proven to be such a good asset for disabled people. Well, the general public is not aware of the parameters of how they should act and what the dogs and the owner's rights are. So can you tell us a little bit about that?
As our troops are coming home from war, there has been a dramatic increase of service dogs in the community. And because of that, we are seeing a lot of issues as well. Dogs who are not trained, untrained dogs, taken out into public places, wearing service dog vests when they're not trained. That's actually very illegal.
And it causes problems because they're not trained, so then they're disruptive or cause problems.
They are not a good representation of what service dogs should be. And because of that, business owners are frustrated. They're being bullied. They're being threatened with lawsuits, not realizing that business owners do have rights. They have every right to protect their other customers. When someone is coming in with a dog who is being disruptive, business owners have every right to ask that team to remove the dog, as long as they allow the customer to come back without the dog. When a dog is barking, lunging, that is not a service dog. That is not a representation of a service dog.
If someone came in with a well-trained service dog, what are the owner of the businesses, what are his parameters? How is he supposed to act?
There are two legal questions that business owners are allowed to ask. Number one, is that a service dog? Number two, what kind of service does it provide? What work or tasks is your dog trained to perform? Those are two legal questions that those business owners are allowed to ask. Ideally, what we would like to see is that no one even acknowledge that a dog is there. That's the best customer service we can ever hope to receive.
So for the general public, see a dog and your first instinct is to run over and pet the dog and give us some idea of what kind of problems that poses.
I'm a full-time student here at Florida Tech. I've had students pass me by in the hallway and stick their fingers in George's nose. I've actually had a student 2 weeks ago bark at us. But what we would like for everyone to know is that you cannot do that. A service dog is considered a medical assistive device. You don't do that to a wheelchair. You don't do that to someone with a cane. So why would you do that to someone with a service dog?
You're part of the local chamber and your mission is to get the word out, and you present seminars or presentations?
Yes, ma'am. We do free educational workshops for business owners. We teach them what their rights are, how to address situations. If someone is being disruptive in a business, we teach businesses how to address those situations in a manner that is non-confrontational, that will not open themselves up for a lawsuit. That's information that we have and we would love to give out to the public.
How would people get in touch with you?
You can find us on Facebook, Ambassador Bullies. Our website is ambassadorbulliesdogtraining.com, and we are located here in Palm Bay.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you very much, Terry.
You can hear a copy of this interview, a podcast of any previous Coastal Connections, plus link up with the Ambassador Bullies Dog Training website. It's all at our website, wfit.org.